If he could, Mickey Mouse might breathe a sigh of relief after a number of Islamic clerics came out against the fatwa calling for the Disney cartoon character to be put to death. Syrian-born Saudi Sheikh Mohammed Salah Al-Munjid, speaking recently on Saudi religious TV Al-Majd Al-Islamiyah, called Mickey Mouse a soldier of Satan and urged that he be killed. This mouse is a detestable character. He is completely rotten. Satan hides behind his image, he says. The mouse is obviously a soldier of Satan. Sheikh Munjid, who once worked as a Saudi diplomat in Washington, claims that children in the Arab world now worship mice as exalted beings, when in fact Islam teaches that they are unclean. Meanwhile, an Egyptian woman cleric, also a well-known TV figure, Suad Salah, defended Mickey Mouse, saying that Sheikh Munjid's fatwa makes Islam look ridiculous. She argues that real mice should be killed according to the precepts of Islam, but that Mickey is a cartoon character, so killing him makes no sense. On Al Arabiya TV, another Islamic scholar, Sheikh Mohammed Duhaim, condemned Sheikh Munjid's ruling, insisting that he has no right to speak for Islam. We must come out clearly on this issue, he says. We are a diverse group of people from many different cultures, and not everyone who claims to speak in the name of Islam speaks for all Muslims. The fatwa against Mickey Mouse also sparked ridicule in the West, causing TV commentators from Fox News, Saturday Night Live, and even late-night talk show host Jay Leno to poke fun at the ruling. Finally, adding to the tempest, Sheikh Munjid is now denying that he issued a fatwa to kill Mickey Mouse. I was merely expressing a personal opinion, he says. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Beirut.